אנחנו נמצאים בספר תלמוד 10
ספירות. We are reading from the Tari of the 10 Sefirot, part 6, inner observation. We are continuing in number 4, from number 4.
אמנם
the matter of the screen of the tabu does not refer solely to the point of tabu, but to the entire 10 sefirot of siyum in it. And the point of tabu is only the force of siyum on keter chokhma bina, after which there are two more points, the point of Yesod and the point of Siyum Raglin. The force of the Siyum on Zeranpin is at the point of Yesod, and the force of Siyum on Malchut is at the point of Siyum Raglin. They are all contained in the screen of the Tabu, and remember that. This entire place called from the Tabu to the Siyum Raglaim is only the lowest sphira of the Guf called Malchut. The first restriction was on her and the screen, which detains and repels the upper light from clothing in her, had been installed in her. Since the upper light contains the ten sefirot, this screen in Malchut also contains ten sefirot of Siyum for these ten sefirot. The extension of these ten forces of Siyum is called from the Tabul down. Now you can see that the whole matter of the above clash of the surrounding light with inner light, expanding the boundary of the screen of the Tabul, has been explained above. All this refers to that place from the Tabul and below.
Questions?
No.
Well.
I don't remember that we, or at least I didn't hear, that there are two points, the point of Yesod and the point of Siyum Raglin. I always thought there's a Siyum on Malchut, and here he adds something.
This will be clearer later.
Yes.
There, in the back, yes.
This expansion from the Tabu to the Siyum, that's the entire correction, we could say?
It's the main place of correction, yes, from Tabu to Siyum.
Can I ask much about the can I ask something about the last phase? That
ask? I don't know. If we learned it, what do you want to know?
In the previous excerpts,
well, ask, go ahead.
We say that in the refinement from Tabu of Ak, so the last phase is lost.
Yes.
We say it's lost because it realized itself, and then we go to a lower coarseness.
Yes.
So it realized itself, we could say, in bestowing in order to bestow, no?
Well,
the whole realization from now on, in all the development, is below Ak.
This we still don't know. We are learning what we're learning, that there is a development from the Rosh of Golgotha to the Siyum of Golgotha, which ends at the central point. That's it.
Phase 3 that supposedly develops in Ab,
yes,
it was realized in Ak.
בתוך הגוף של הפרצוף, לא?
In the goof of the parzuf, right?
Because the screen was refined from tabo to pe in Ahab and Gagalta, then afterwards a screen comes out with the next phase, which is Ab, after Gagalta.
There's the rosh of clothing, rosh of coarseness. He's using what he implemented already.
No, he doesn't take the rosh of clothing and the rosh of coarseness from Gagalta. He makes a calculation, builds the striking, and builds the rosh and the goof of the next parzuf of Ab.
Oh, and the refining itself?
In the refining of parzuf Gagalta?
And what does he, where's the rosh of clothing come from?
It's in the refining of Gagalta, from the expansion of ta'amim, flavors of Gagalta. Now they are refined in Parzuf Nekudot of Golgotha emerges on it.
Okay, thank you. So there's no connection about the clothing of the light and the goof.
Between the clothing of light in the goof and what?
In the goof of Ak, there's no connection between that and the building of the next Parzuf.
The next Parzuf is still not around, still not present, doesn't exist.
I understand, but we say that the refining builds the rosh of itlapshut or aviut, or maybe I don't understand.
The refining builds the preparation for the next partzuf. Yes.
And everything it attained in the goof of the previous partzuf isn't relevant for the next partzuf?
What he attained in the previous Patsuf, all of it now becomes for him the foundations of the next
Patsuf.
So from the refining of the Patsuf?
Through the refining of the Patsuf. Yes.
He says that only when Parzuf Nekudot of Sag goes below the Tabo, so you can keep bestowing under the Tabo, the process continues there.
Yes.
So what do the five Parzufim of Ak help that are above the Tabo? What does it give?
No, but Ta'amim, Nekudot, Tagin, Otiot, all have to come out. Each and every phase has to realize itself. Otherwise, it doesn't bring out, it doesn't show everything that's in it on what it performed, the coupling by striking.
It's like we look at a process that its purpose is to conquer the whole desire and allow bestowal there. So Golgotha attained it to the Tabu, and Nekudot of Sag continue it. So I don't understand what the rest of the parts do, even the mind bone above the Ak.
All the parts of him come out because another phase, another discernment remained in the screen, and he has to realize it.
What does it mean that he has to realize it?
Because there's coarseness, there's a desire that it wants to realize, to implement. He wants to be filled with the upper light, with the screen, without a screen, never mind, but wants to realize himself.
But these partsufim have a lessening coarseness, they don't add.
First of all, don't think that it's small. And second, each of them still wants to realize himself. For this, for him, it's big work. It's a big role.
You're describing it. It sounds egoistic. The purpose of the partzufim are part of holiness.
They feel that they have the strength to bestow, and they want to bestow.
And what does Ab bestow that Golgotha couldn't? How does it contribute?
Ab bestows in lower things in Golgotha and fills those desires, those spaces, which Golgotha cannot fill.
What does it mean, lower ones? It's the lowest discernment. Was it lost?
nothing was lost.
We're saying that the last phase was lost.
Disappears. Disappears is something else, yes. But what it can fill, it fills. And likewise, all the parts of him, otherwise the ladder wouldn't exist. And they wouldn't come to a state where it is no longer possible to continue the ladder. And then they feel that there is some sort of a malfunction here.
I still don't understand what Ab adds to the process that Galgalta couldn't. He says he's filling lower places, so why? What's lower?
Lower in discernments, in scrutinies, in fillings, and in expansion and refinement. It is all. It is all. It all happened in all the Partsufim until they come to the final stage.
And they discover that what? That they can't bestow?
They discover that they no longer have the strength, the power to bestow.
I hope it's okay to ask, but after Nekudot of Sad go down, that process keeps going with the upper mind bun. So what's their purpose? What does that give?
The purpose is that there are still desires that want to realize themselves. The desire is the animate level. It wants to satisfy itself.
I don't understand. What is...
When Ab comes out of Golgotha, it wants to realize itself?
It wants to be filled. That's what you mean?
Call it being filled. It doesn't matter. Yes, to be filled.
That's
it. To realize itself means that besides being filled, it also fills
Galgalta. So Ab is different from Galgalta and its resolution is what is it different?
Oh, of course, of course.
It's more delicate, it's what?
It is more, it is weaker than Galgalta on the one hand. On the other hand, it takes upon itself to fill such levels in the will to receive that Galgalta cannot.
What's the difference? What can it fill that Galgalta couldn't?
Galgalta had big lights and big vessels. And in Ab, it is less so. This is why it went into such things that Galgalta couldn't get into.
So it's working in a more delicate, I don't know, Galgalta is a bulldozer and he's working with a...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
No.
Well.
Toda Rav. Rav, 10 sfirot shel siyum.
The 10 sfirot of the siyum. What is that?
10 sfirot shel siyum.
10 sfirot of siyum.
What do they end? The part of a desire that can be used?
Yes.
What is an ending of a bestower compared to an ending of a receiver? Yesod and Malchut.
No, no, you can't ask this way.
There's two parts of the siyum. There's the siyum and Yesod that we learned that it's the bestower. It has 10 sfirot of siyum. And Malchut, which is the receiver, also have her own siyum. So it's interesting to ask about the siyum, the ending of a bestower. It's 10 sfirot.
That he can no longer bestow.
I see. Can I ask another question?
Milui she.
The filling that we're advancing on the path in our current state we're attaining on something we corrected. Inside it, is there an ability to bestow to the Creator on the next degree?
Yes, usually.
Thank you, Rav.
Yes.
From PT 30, they're asking what is the difference between Masach HaVosh and Masach HaTabur.
The screen of Rosh is a screen that decides to receive the light in order to bestow and builds the Partsuf from Pei of the Rosh downwards, and the screen of Tabu is a screen that begins to end the Partsuf. It doesn't decide anything. It is a result of the screen of the Rosh. The main thing is the Pe of the Rosh. It decides everything that happens in the Patsuf. Okay?
Tov.
All right. So, yes?
Can we scrutinize the matter of how the next Patsuf adds the bestowal that the previous Patsuf couldn't?
Because it brings smaller vessels, which the previous Patsuf couldn't work with due to their smallness of these vessels. And for this reason, it seemingly adds to the upper Patsuf, a bit the bigger one, certainly more important, and his own tiny vessels.
What does it mean that the upper one can't work with the small vessels because of their smallness? What disturbs him?
That it cannot, it's not built to be in a state where he can work with the vessels of the lower one. You can't bring to a university professor children at first or second grade. They will not understand each other. In other words, the descent has to be a gradual descent. Okay.
Tov. Gamarno.
Okay. Are we done?
No, as tamashich.
So continue.
Okay. Number five.
Ulefi ze.
We have yet to understand what is brought in several places, that the place of Ma in Bon is from the Tabu of the Patsuf downward, as well as the matter of the five Sfirot Tanihim of the Patsuf, whose place is from the Tabu of every Patsuf and below. According to the above, there is only one Sfirah there, the Sfirah of Malchut. The thing is that the Hari has already noted in several places that there is no Malchut without Nehi. As it is written, three herds of sheep are lying beside it. The reason for it has already been explained above. It states that the three Sfirot, Hod Yesod Malchut, are only an expansion of the vessel of Malchut. Thus, in the vessel of Malchut itself, there are three Sfirot, Hod Yesod Malchut. It is also known that in the posterior phases, Netzach and Hod are considered one Sfirah and are incorporated in one another without any difference in distinction between them. Hence, all these four Sfirot, Nehim, are regarded as only the Sfira of Malchut. However, when the light reaches them from the interior phase, Netzach is separated from Hod. Its merit over Hod becomes apparent. And then they are considered two separate Sfirot. Yet even then, since the four Sfirot were once connected, they no longer separate. Rather, it is considered that Netzach contains the four Sfirot Nehim from the discernment of right, and Hod contains the four Sfirot Nehim from the discernment of left. You can therefore see how there are always four Sfirot, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut, in Malchut. Thus, you should know that even though this entire place from the Tabu of Vakin below is actually only the Sfira of Malchut, nevertheless, there are four Sfirot Nehim there. We have yet to explain the matter of mind bun, which are always from the tabur down. This is a completely different matter, for it is not considered among the sfirot of the five phases of direct light, since then the place from the tabur down is regarded as the four sfirot nahim. Rather, it is by the measures of the level of the five parzufim, galgalta, ab, sag, ma, bun. Know that from the perspective of the measure of the level, ma and bon are regarded as one level that emerges through the coupling by striking in a screen whose coarseness is from phase one, drawing only the level of zeranpin. The reason is that here there are only four phases of coarseness in the screen. The level of keter emerges on the screen of phase four, and the level of zeranpin on the screen of phase one. However, on a screen that is already refined, such as the phase of Keter, from which the level of Malchut should emerge, there is no striking between it and the upper light in a matter that a level of Patsuf would emerge in Rosh Toch Sof, since there is not a disparity of form from the upper light. Hence, there is only coupling by striking up to the measure of coarseness of phase one. Moreover, even phase one is considered very faint coarseness. And in the screen of phase one, the coupling by striking is called a thin look, from which there is no expansion of a partzuf or shtoch sof. This partzuf, ma and bon, that emerged on the screen of phase one was only through a special correction, meaning by the ascent of the bottom hay to the inaim, where the two hays connected together, the first hay with the last hay, as the Ari wrote, the association of this coarseness with phase one caused a coupling by striking sufficient to elicit a partzuf in Rosh Toch Sof called Ma and Bon. However, without the association with the last hay, phase 1-2 is unfit for a coupling sufficient for a partzuf to emerge.
No.
Well, that is also something we talked about here and there.
נעבור לחלק הבא.
Let's go to the next part.